One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera's is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Yo, my peeps. Actually, I didn't like that. Let me start again. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of The Care Package. It's episode 80. I will never address you guys as yo again. Don't worry. It reminds me of, you know how those old American boy YouTubers where they're like, what up, guys?
What is going on?
What up, YouTube? But yeah, not the vibe here. But yeah, welcome to the last episode of 2022. It's also our 80th episode, which I think is really cool.
I can't believe we've been in this game for 80 episodes.
I've been in this game more than 80 episodes. But yeah, so this is our annual Things to Leave in 2022 episode. And we got some opinions from you guys, the audience. Thank you for interacting. And we also have some things that we also felt like we wanted to get off our chests.
Yeah.
So, before we get into it, as usual, we're going to be giving you guys the tea of the week.
Well, your Fox News version of CNN.
Yeah, it's giving too long, didn't read. Yeah. So, I think I'm going to just kick us off by saying, DJ Copy, what is going on, girl?
Don't worry. We'll speak about DJ Copy in a second. Just leave that game. Florence, we'll catch you. But yeah, DJ Copy and her whole romance situation. For those of you guys that don't know, DJ Copy is engaged to, is he a boxer? What does he do? I don't know.
I don't know his name. I've been calling him that white guy since. I don't know anything about him.
But DJ Copy is shy engaged. And I know you guys listen as shocked as I am, because we're all shocked. We thought Instablog were just saying stupid things, but she confirmed it. She's actually engaged. So me, in my head, I was wondering, I was like, if this was a long-term boyfriend, why wasn't he on your daddy's trip?
I too was wondering that.
That's the
and
kicker.
Shortly, the answer was given to us because somebody, you know what, people on TikTok, we're going to talk about TikTok as well on this episode, but people on TikTok have time because somebody dug up a video of a girl, she was a model, who was basically talking about how she dates white men, and she posted loads of clips of her previous relationship with a white man who was identified to be DJ Copy's fiance. But the problem was, this video was from about a month ago, and DJ Copy announced an engagement. And you know, if you're announcing engagement with somebody, that means that you guys are pretty serious. You know, you have at least a year.
You're serious. That's the end
You have a couple of years on you. You're ready to settle down.
Yeah.
Who were like, something is not right. DJ Copy is about to end this or squash the rumors. Instead, she comes out and tweets, who wants that cliche love story anyway? It's paining her. Then she now tweeted, I met Ryan 25 days ago and he proposed.
I'm surprised.
You guys know how many days? 25 days. That's under a month. She'd known him for less than a month.
Guys,
and she said yes to marriage.
Monthly rent hadn't expired before Copy married this man.
She had not paid her next phone bill before she got engaged to this man.
Okay. Anyways.
Sorry, that is so insane.
Wow.
Sometimes I'm worried.
Tell her to come out and talk. Why is he quiet?
Sometimes worried about that girl. Because do you remember when we were younger? DJ Copy used to be like this really cool, exclusive DJ. Everybody was like, oh my God, DJ Copy.
Yeah. Is he finished, you guys?
It is from that year. She decided to start making music. Ice cream, gelato. I don't think that's going down that far.
Okay. Next one. Just putting it under the umbrella of England. England is not coming home. I know you people have gone home. It was a very sad day for some people.
She knows that he's not coming home.
But Viva la France or Allez les Bleus, whatever they say.
Ramène la coupe à la maison. Allez, allez.
Yeah, England.
And last year, I wanted France to win. This year, like, it's actually okay. They should take it back.
They should calm down.
They should calm down.
Okay. And it actually started snowing in England, so I think you're...
It snowed literally everywhere except Leicester. And I want to know why there's a bubble around Leicester. Because why is it that in the south, in London, they were getting snow? And we got, like, snow. Do you get what I mean?
I get what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, but the World Cup in general, I was also going to say, so today is Tuesday. Tomorrow, Morocco and France are playing. And
let me
Morocco
go
should bring gift for Africa.
Let me go put money on this thing now before I forget.
Today you're betting.
Guy, one of my friends, guys, shout out to, I'm not going to mention her name because obviously there are ups everywhere. But she... It's very risky. Like me, I'll do like what team is going to win. I never predict stuff. But she predicted the match was going to end 2-1 with France. She put like, let's say, $100 in, cashed out 5K.
I mean, for her, it was good, but there's somebody else that said it was going to be 2-1 to England. They put $100 and they're going to lose everything. So,
someone puts their whole rent on Brazil. Team.
So honestly, I'm not a betting girl and I wouldn't advise it. But you do you or whatever.
I would say this
and speaking of betting, Dave, you guys' favorite rapper made a bet with you guys' favorite clothing brand owner.
Guys, I was kind of embarrassed. Like the way Dave was going, I was like, this isn't good sportsmanship. Come on, you made the bet. Pay the money.
He didn't think he would lose, did he? He's a sore loser, clearly. Because I know that it's not the 5K that is doing him, because Dave has money. It's not the 5K.
Yeah.
It's the fact that he lost. You know, they're talking about how can you be supporting a country that is not your own, that is not an African. I was just like...
I think it was so funny. For those of you that don't know, so Dave and Clint 419 made the best. For those of you that don't know who Clint is the guy that does Cortez. And they made the best. And he said, Clint said France was going to win, so they put 5K on it. And obviously, France won. And it was just so interesting seeing Dave's story. Like, you know, you're not supporting where you, England, you're not supporting Africa. And Clint was on his story being like, we're going to Selfridges. And the guy was rocking money that he hadn't seen yet. But, like, if you know Clint and his stories, that's exactly how he is. Like, I don't know him personally, I beg. But from what I can see on socials, he's very like upfront. Like those people that time that when they were doing joggers, that would buy joggers and list them on Depop. You go on Depop as he's seeing your order, he cancels it, so there's nothing for you.
But I always maintain the fact that people that do that are stupid, because why don't you wait till you actually?
Yeah, why don't you wait till you have
opening it on sale? But I guess they want to sell it while it's still hot. Because by the time they get the item, people may not want it anymore. I guess, but. You're not smarter than the guy.
Yes, yes, wicked. Anyways, next thing is obviously I don't like talking about these people on Pinterest, but imagine everybody's shock when some people woke up and they saw that in jail released an album.
R. Kelly dropped an album and it was removed with the quickness from Spotify and Apple Music, but it is on YouTube. This is not me saying you should go and listen to it, like put money in that man's pocket. But it's on YouTube. It's called I Admit It. And on one hand, I am absolutely not going to put money in that man's pocket, so I will not be listening. But I want to hear what he actually has to say. Because he's been claiming that, you know when he was crying to Gil?
Ooh, yeah.
He was crying like a baby on national TV, and now he's saying
shit, man.
Now he's saying that he admits it. So I want to know what exactly he's admitting to. Because there's videos of him urinating on young girls, but he's saying he didn't do anything.
Guys, when they were bringing in R. Kelly's evidence to the courts, they had three cards, as in three of evidence. Not one folder, not one like intern carrying the folder. Three cards of fold. They didn't even have that much evidence for the college admission scandal. Anyways, and then speaking of courts and law, Tory Lanez and Meg. So Megan Thee Stallion actually testified in court today. She was looking very pang in her purple suits and Louboutins. But yeah, she testified against Tory Lanez today. And we're kind of told a bit of the whole story because I don't know if the court documents are sealed, but basically, she was saying how Kylie had a party, she wanted to leave the party, Tori didn't want to leave. Then it got into an argument of Tori, like, their standing in the music world. Tori said, "Who are you?" And she said, "Nigga, who the fuck knows you?" And that's how the movie started. Okay, and then next, we bring it back to an English branch of America. The Sussexes documentary came out.
Documentary dropped. I personally haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it either, but like, I'm very here for Harry and Meg's. I feel like, yes, there is like, I don't know, I feel like Meghan should be a bit more considerate about like, that's Harry's family at the end of the day.
Yeah, but I don't like when people say that because, like, did Meghan say, leave your family? Everything, people keep thinking that, oh, Meghan is this evil witch that's taking him away from his family. But these are all Harry's decisions. He's an adult as well. Like, this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no, deciding. I agree with you. I'm just saying, in clips I've seen of the documentary when they were talking about the Queen and curtsying, Harry looks uncomfortable. Like, I guess he thought his grandma was going to come from the dead and beat him. But yeah.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. Like, I haven't watched the documentary, but I know in the past she said things about how she didn't know that she had to curtsy or things like yeah. that. I'm just like, you're marrying royal, girl. You gotta know these things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from the clips I've seen, it was also a perspective, because I feel like the royal family, especially like with their weddings, like, you just see their picture in front of the church. But Harry and Meghan gave us content. They gave us their after party wedding photos. Elton John was at their wedding. Like, they gave us content. Can't lie. They are lucky Harry didn't marry in Nigeria because that thing would have been everywhere.
No, imagine that. But yeah, I think once uni stops killing me, I will definitely be watching the documentary. Let me hear what they have to say, you know?
Yeah. And then moving on, we have Brittany Griner was, she's now back in the US.
Praise God.
Praise God. Yeah, they traded back the arms dealer. I know some people were worried because they was like, we're letting a maniac back into, anyways.
Into the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, Brittany Griner is a WNBA player. She was arrested in Russia in like February, like 10 months ago, for having cannabis oil. Just a little bit of, you know.
When you say take this out of your bag, you people won't hear one.
They've got you, Chidera. But yeah, she was arrested. It was clear, obviously, having cannabis was against the law in Russia, but it was quite clear that they were kind of scapegoating her. And so in discussion with the US government, it became clear what they wanted. They wanted their arms dealer out of American soil. So Biden did a little bit of a swapsies. It's a bit scary that that guy is out of prison, but you know.
Honestly, you know. Yeah, and then last thing, for those of you that don't have Be Real was actually voted number one app this year. Pretty good.
Such a safe space for me. Like, I do not, like, if I don't really want, like, if I don't want, like, it's like a private, it's like more private than my private story. There's some people that did not want my bureau because my bureau has seen me in all sorts of states.
Yeah. But yeah, on the note of Be Real, there's actually another app called Locket, which was created by a guy for his girlfriend. And like Anu said, if he wanted to, he would.
If he wanted to, he will. This is why we should not settle. Men are showing their love by making apps. You are settling for the guy that's asking you why you're showering without him.
And on that note, let's move on to the things
we're leaving. Things that we need to leave in
2022. I feel like anything 2020, That is nah, guys, it was the last year of sanity.
This year has shown me shiggy that I've never seen before. And I saw this tweet that I deeply resonated with. And it said something like, this year has taught me that even if shiggy, once a shiggy wants to shiggy, it doesn't care if another shiggy is currently shigging. It will proceed with its own shiggy. Meaning, if you're already down bad and you think, okay, because you're down bad, you can't be down badder. Like, there's you're already a rock bottom. You can't go down. 2022 will shock you again.
2022. I feel like anything, like I said, anything 2020. There's.
You said 2021 was fantastic for me, personally. But this year was just
I feel like ever since COVID, I really haven't had a good year. But whatever. So the first thing we're going to leave in 2022 is colored contacts. Are you five? Like, you're seeing, like, these things aren't for aesthetic qualities anymore. Because why are people still walking around?
You're seeing.
No. Why are you still walking around with gray contacts? Like, you're 35, my G. Like, what are you doing? But yeah,
I'm so against color contacts. Especially when, like, black people are wearing blue. Why?
You look like a witch. Can you go why? To the house like that?
Some of them do.
With their dada.
Not dada. Chira, please. Yeah, an auntie. What do you mean, dada?
Anyways, the next thing we need to leave is Colleen Hoover. It Ends With Us.
You know what? I haven't actually read those books. So
I started a Bible board.
I'm undecided on whether I want to leave her behind or not. This was actually one of the ones that you guys left for us. I've heard that her books are not well written, so I don't know if that's the reason why you want to leave her behind or whether you're just bad mind and you're tired of seeing her name everywhere.
Yeah. Shout out to one of the best authors back in those days when I used to read actual paperbacks. Sophie Kinsella.
Oh, no, I remember that.
Fucking books, bro. I don't know why I was like, was like, so when I was younger, let me put in perspective for you. When I was younger, I didn't have that many friends. So I used to steal books from my mommy's room and read them. And eventually, I just inherited all of her Sophie Kinsella books. Tell me why I was like 12 and there was this book about these women and they were talking about orgasms. I was like, huh, what the hell is that? Like, Sophie Kinsella, though, she can write. I wish she was still writing. The Shopaholic series, I'm here for every single thing she's about.
I remember this.
Okay, the next thing is Dirty December as a concept.
Now, wait. You guys are going to start shouting, I know.
Wait.
You guys are going to start shouting, I know. Again, this was actually left by one of you guys, not us. But I understand where she's coming from. Because I've said this... Oop, I've revealed the gender. I understand where they're coming from. I've said this before, that... First of all, I feel like calling it Dirty December puts a lot of pressure on it. Like, it makes you feel like you need to be club boss, club.
Not the club.
And it just actually doesn't have to be that. Like, you can actually have a very chill December. Then the whole just idea of, like, December should be for iniquities, hotivities, and all those. Like, it doesn't.
December's coming time, lads.
It doesn't have to be there.
I agree. I think there are two things at play here. I think 2019 saw the, what's the thing? Like, it put into place that whole Dirty December concept. Because that was the first time I feel like there was actually a cut. Like, I feel like the other Christmases, like, you kind of knew things that were happening from, like, people tweeting or posters. But I feel like 2019, when that calendar was released with every single thing happening, I think that fortified that whole Dirty December thing. And then 2020 obviously happened, and then 2021 and 2022. Like, I saw that calendar. There's something like, there are like four things every day. I don't know how in Lagos traffic you want to go to four things in one day. Better pick one place you're going and stay there.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's just too jam packed.
It's so jam packed. And you know, I do understand, like, Christmas time is a very good time, and I know loads of those places make their money. I know Oriental Hotel and Renee's
Radisson. Radisson makes bank from
I know all those hotels, supermarkets,
And also, all you foreigners flocking.
You guys, no. Can we actually talk about that?
All you guys flocking to Lagos. First of all, you're raising the price of the flight. Second of all, you're now going to TikTok and be saying, oh my God, come and make braids with me for $10.
You guys, you guys can't see me on the screen, but what Anu said, guys, in 2019, to fly back to Lagos, let's say you're doing last minute, so it'll be like 1.9, maybe 2K. Why are flights $4,000 to go home? Why are flights $4,000?
It's actually rude. It's very rude.
I think it's insane. Like, what the hell? Why is it 4K? And that 4K, you know, I don't understand if it was 4K. The last ticket they had was business class price. Economy or basic economy.
As in the bum of the plane.
Bum. Even the booth self, you will reach. Nah. Like, I know you guys want to get in touch with the motherland or whatever the fuck you people
do. Okay, calling African countries the motherland needs to be... Can you guys be normal?
Can you guys be normal? That and I'm trying to get in touch with my roots.
My roots!
Go fix... Your wig is shifting. Go fix those roots first before you start going to... But yeah, you guys, it's becoming too much. I'll never forget when the Great Wall of Native Land fell. Before it fell, I was in the line, you know, squishing with everybody else. You know, my Niger people were like, what the hell is this? Oh, God, open this gate. You know, fighting for them to open the gate. You just hear one babe go, oh my God, I'm going to sue who? Who are you suing?
But yeah, Dirty December, a little bit chaotic. We love it, but it needs a rebrand, not gonna lie. But yeah, next on the list, foreign artists jumping on Afrobeats. Just want to make sure my mic is on.
People need to leave Afrobeats to the Afrobeaters.
Just want to make sure my... We need to start gatekeeping. Just want to make sure my mic is on. Because I saw a tweet and it captures my feelings properly. You gave us Peru with Ed Sheeran. We took it. You gave us Calm Down, Selena Gomez. We took it. SS with Justin Bieber self, we complained. We took it. Now you want to give me Kulosa with Camila Cabello and you want me to take it? I can't take it. I can't take it. Because what's her business on that track? Kulosa was a smash hit. It didn't need any extra.
Yeah, it really didn't. I just like... I can't understand, like, obviously, Afrobeats are, like, it is coming up. But, like, I can't understand, like, what I like what Diplo does. Diplo make a beat and be like, Tiwa, come and sing on it. Like, that's fine. Because you say Tiwa feed Diplo, but you can't hear Diplo's voice at all. But, like, I don't know what's going on, you know? Why is Don Toliver on a Wizkid song? I'm...
The thing is, I don't even have a... problem with Don Toliver and a Wizkid song. Like, I don't have an issue if the original song has the artist, because I understand that at the end of the day, this is bigger than us. It's bigger because obviously at the end of the day, Wizkid wants to make money. If he keeps collabing with your Nigerian, it's not going to make money. He has to go international. I don't have a problem with that Wizkid and Don Toliver. My thing is, there's a song that has already blown. You now want to make it blow more by adding another artist. Like Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa had been out for over a year and then suddenly...
Oh, I even forgot about that one.
Sprinkle Chris Brown on it. That was absolutely unnecessary. Mona Lisa was a smash hit. It did not need Chris Brown. He said, what did the guy even say? Mona Lisa, go see few of your feet. No.
Oh no. My God. I think it's also so funny when those guys try and like blow in pigeon. I'm like, please, I beg. And she was like, Wani-wa-wa-mi. I said no. Wani-wa-wa-mi. Like put your back
in the front. Afro beats. Gatekeep.
Okay. Gatekeep. The next one is social media etiquette.
A lot of you guys have forgotten your manners. we need to leave you mannerless people in 2022.
No, for real.
Because why should there be a video circulating of nurses as in people that are supposed to take care of you? We're talking about their aches. What do you mean your aches? A lot of people are, because you know, back in the day, we used to be scared to say things on social media so we don't get sacked. We're not shy anymore. We're not shy anymore.
But they're still sacking people.
We're not shy. They're still sacking people. And I think this is a good wake-up call for a lot of you. Because you guys are oversharing on TikTok. You guys are oversharing on TikTok, and we're going to get into it.
I think the whole thing about social media, I think I took a class this semester, and we had professionals come in and look at our resumes and portfolios. And then we had a professional headhunter come in, and we asked her all the questions you could possibly want to ask. And then someone asked, like, oh, as an architect, like, do you think I need to purge my social media? Like, does my Instagram need to be private? Stuff like that. And she was like, the fact that you're asking me that question, purge it. Anything that would not show you in a good light, take it off. And she was like, for architects, it's not that deep. She was like, anybody going into business and finance is like a background check. If they find one thing, that year you are being risky and you said, why is Maura such a twat? I hate women. Ah, that's the end of your job.
Honestly, I keep saying this. If I ever blew, like if this podcast ever becomes huge, I'm making a new Twitter.
Yeah, that old one.
I don't know the content of my current Twitter. I don't know what's there.
There are ED. I don't know what's there. Though. Even those Love Island tweets, I was tweeting in summer. It's a bit shaky still because I didn't like Tasha or Andrew. So, anyways, moving on to people. DJ Copy, like,
I think we've said enough about from the beginning. You guys should already understand why we need to leave.
I think it just has to be like what Andrew said, like. That year, DJ Copy was like, excuse me, she was fun, she was different. I feel like once she started doing music, like, yeah, like, Raz isn't really a word anymore, whatever.
It's a word, though. May I use it?
But, like,
there's some things that cannot be described any other way, they're just Raz.
She's so Raz. And I understand embracing yourself and loving yourself, but you're Raz, babe. Like, anyways. Moving on, Nick Cannon and his fleet of many. That man needs to stop procreating, I beg. Because in like 4 years, children are good. Everybody's going to start looking like Nick Cannon, the next generation of people.
That's actually so true. Like,
because what's he on now? I think he's on 12 or 13.
He's well, probably- I saw an ad the other day, because you know how the world has hit 8 billion followers now?
Yeah.
So I saw an ad the other day, and it was Nick Cannon saying, thanks to me, the world population is now 8 billion. I said, can you shut up your mouth? Can you shut up your mouth?
Yeah, I think long story short, Nick Cannon needs to stop procreating. I think as we've said this podcast, there are probably 3 potential Nick Cannon babies out there. Anyways.
Yeah.
Speaking of podcasts, something we need to leave in 2030. I'm all for, you know, other podcasters. I love the podcasting business. I have one. But many men gathered at tables with microphones, it only ends in nonsense.
Honestly, I think that after Trey and I started the care package, they should have just, like, podcast should have been banned after that. Like, everybody should have just wrapped it up after that because no need.
I just, like, I don't know. I feel like, no, and there are genuinely some really good podcasts out there, like the Shits and Gigs podcast. Shout out those guys. They're funny as hell.
Also, 90s Babies. We love 90s Babies podcast.
Yeah. But, like, those men that sit around tables and talk about how they're the alpha and you should be lucky that you're with them. And they'll be like, yeah, I tell my girl, I can drop you at any time. Are you mad? Anyways, moving on. This one's Anu. Paper straws.
Paper straws.
Just have a reusable cup.
Paper straws. Honestly, paper straws should not exist. Because if Kylie Jenner can fly her private jet from her house to the grocery store,
there we go.
Me and my one plastic straw is not the problem. There are also way better alternatives to paper straws, metal straws. Pasta straws, it makes so much more sense than paper straws. Because why would I buy a slushie and they're giving me a paper straw? Why? That does not even make any sense. It's just one thing that just, I mean, and it doesn't really make that much of an impact. Because we've been having paper straws for the past few years, but we're still going to crash and burn. So it hasn't made any difference. So please, paper straws. Stay where you are.
Okay. And then next one is Uni Wife Chronicles. We kind of need to delve into this one. So we're talking about the people that those boys that you talk to and be like, oh, I'll speak to you later. I'm going for a shower. And they'll be like, without me?
Without me?
How old are we? We're not five anymore.
If you're still saying without me in this our year of 2022, and all this, oh, when are you going to cook for me? Come on, cook for me.
Oh, boy. That's what delivery is for, babe. They pay those people. They don't pay me. Yeah. You guys need to cut it out. Scan it. And then, just in general, the UK. I feel like the UK is actually, like, America obviously goes through it every 4 days, but I feel like the UK, they've just been going through it. The monarch died. Charles came in power. There's a mistress as queen. Prime Minister resigned.
I'm watching The Crown right now, and I'm at the part where Charles and Camilla have just met. And I'm seeing that, honestly, as much as I'm like, I haven't yet got to the part where he meets Diana and starts treating her like ish, but like, they should have just let him marry Camilla from the beginning.
They should have just let him marry. This whole thing could have been avoided.
The institution is the problem. But the reason why I even put the UK on this list is because I honestly feel like once the Queen died, the whole country became irrelevant.
Yes, so the country went to shit.
King Charles is just never going to fill the shoes of his mother. So, you know, we're just not relevant anymore. I say we. They, me, I'm Nigerian. They are just...
But yeah, the UK has just been in a state and there's strike coming.
Bro, the trains are on strike. The nurses are on strike. The lecturers are on strike. Royal Mail is on strike. The border forces on strike. Ambulances are on strike. So how is the country supposed to work? Anyway, me, I'm on my way out. Me, in the next few days, I'm going to be in Lagos. So I don't know about all that.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is just Netflix. And Netflix, we need to have a conversation. Because there are a few Netflix originals that I die for. Like Umbrella Academy, Stranger Things. The one I want to talk about this year, Elite, I think we're done. I think once you guys took out Guzman from that show, and I get, like, you're carrying on a whole storyline, but, like, I don't know these kids. I don't know their backstory. Like, I don't care about them. Like, put Guzman back on my screen. That's the whole thing that started the show. I don't understand. Why am I seeing Isadora? Who the fuck is Isadora? I don't know her backstory. But I know they killed Guzman's sister, so I know his pain. You know?
For everybody who wanted to start Elite, I'm actually so sorry, because should I just throw out a bunch of spoilers?
That's the first episode.
What if they haven't started it yet? They're about to start tomorrow.
Anyways, your problem. But I think one thing we actually need to talk about concerning Netflix is Netflix reality TV.
They gave us Love is Blind. We said, okay. We took it. Too hard to handle. We took
it. If you want to, we took it.
They gave us... What did they give us after Too Hard to Handle?
There was another one.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. You guys should just bear with us. But yeah. They gave us The Ultimatum.
They gave us The Circle.
We took it. They gave us The Circle. We took it. I actually like The Circle.
I actually really like The Circle.
We took it. But you name a show dated and related. I can't take that. That one I can't take from you. Because when I first saw the name of that show, I was scared for what it meant. It's not actually what it sounds like. It sounds like an incest show. I don't know how that name passed all the checks.
Production.
I don't know. But it's actually a show about people trying to find love with their siblings in the same villa as them. Their siblings also trying to find love because the idea is that your siblings know you best. So they should be able to tell you if the guy is trash or whatever. But at that point, I have to put my foot down. What do you mean?
I would just like to interject here and say I've actually watched the show. And I feel like if I saw that kind of dated and related, you'd be expecting some hot and heavy, storylines, like you know, two siblings like the same guy, you know, something like that. No, it was painful to watch, like painful. And I think what kind of makes the show okay is that all the siblings, like, I think on the show, there are two pairs of twins, like, the most spread out those siblings are is like 3 years apart. So they're all basically close in age. But, like, it's very... there's nothing to it. Like, too hard to handle. There's the money at the end if you're not kissing them. For this, it's like, okay, if you find love, then everybody in the house gets to pick who they feel has a genuine connection. Sorry, B-Tech.
Boring.
But even too hard to handle. Like, no offense. Like, anyone that goes on that show knows they're on too hard to handle. They don't think they're at
a party. I actually think so.
They do.
Have you watched this new season?
No.
The lengths at which they go to try and convince them they're on a different show. Like this season, they told them they were good on a show called Wild Love, hosted by Mario Lopez. And they actually had Mario Lopez in the show. They had them dress up as if they were about to jump out of a plane before they So they didn't... This year, they tried to do it different. They didn't really rebrand it as a party show. They rebranded it as like an adrenaline type of show. Yeah. And then they told them not to. Sorry, I that's one thing I'm going to have to give to them. Like, I actually honestly feel like...
I feel like I agree with you on that, but like, someone came out and said that like, in their contract, it says, like, in some fine print, it says, the show too hot to handle. Like, I release...
Yeah, no, it does, but how many of them read that? How many times have you just ticked accept without reading it?
I actually read.
And if you look at the IQ of some of people on that show, I know they didn't read the fine print.
Yes. But nothing will ever beat that Harry and Francesca season. Harry and Francesca were bad. They told them
fair, to I also really liked the Emily and Cam season. So the first two seasons. The third season, last season was really boring and very forgettable.
What Kel's on? The first one.
First one, yeah.
Yeah, that was my boy.
I liked the first and the second season. The third season was so forgettable. Like, Holly and Nathan, Harry and Bo. Nobody even remembers them.
First season was giving us context. I liked the David and that girl. What's her name? Sharonda or something.
It's not David. It's Sharon and Rhonda. Is it Sharon David? Rhonda. Who is David?
No, David was the British guy. I liked that dynamic. But then when Sharon came in, Sharon was just like... I don't really want to be cuffed with you, but so we have a chance at winning this money. Let me
just... Law. And just like the people in the first season had big personalities, and subsequently it's been a bit...
Yeah. Yeah. I also liked how the first season they kicked people out. Like, if they felt like weren't doing anything, they were like, oh yeah, bye-bye.
They still do that. They did that in all the season.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Moving on to TikTok. Those people on TikTok, I have two groups of people to talk about, and then we get into the big one. The first group are those people on TikTok. Let's say Anu posts a picture of her, you know, doing, like, let's say she's using some gadget. I will now be like, actually, as an employee, that's not how you're supposed to use it. And we actually, I hate those people. Shut up. Like, we don't care.
ITK, you can say I'm having fun here.
I do know. The second are those people that will be like, oh, I'm at a Levi's store. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, I want a pair of jeans today. And they'll be like, okay, that's $500. And they'll be like, shh.
Wait. They don't know. There's one woman that I follow that's the queen of that. I can't remember her name, but she's Asian.
I'm not going to lie. Half of those hacks don't work in real life. The employee will just look you up and down and be like, okay, well, we can't do that in store, though.
And they'll be like, this person told me. And that's why I follow her.
Oh, I feel stressed. And I guess the last one we have to speak about are just oversharing on TikTok in general. And it's very interesting.
There was this...
Oh, yeah, no, go ahead. No, go ahead.
There was this TikTok trend that all of you were doing, where you were telling everybody your life story. You guys know the TikTok trend I'm talking about. That I'm not even going to sing the song. You know the trend. You know it. Where you were telling about your heartbreak and then how your baby daddy came to come and shoot your mommy, but how you still forgave him because he gave you a present. Then he...
Y'all need
have some self-worth. Y'all need to stand up.
I think also, like, I don't know. I think also just privacy reasons. So it's interesting we actually mentioned this because Jackie Anna posted a TikTok today and she was like replying to someone's video. And she kind of spoke about how one of these influencers had people showing up at their house and they were recording themselves. And I think that's so interesting because if you know Jackie Anna is not going to give you anything she doesn't want to give you. Her wedding, we're not seeing it. The engagement, she told us 2 months after. She doesn't tell us anything. And her house, you only see certain, like, she will never show the outside of her house. But, like, you see these TikTokers, like, that big, those content houses, they show the content houses, and then they're like, yeah, fans pulled up today. What the fuck did you want them to, like, what do you want us to do?
Like, not us, them, because me, I'm not involved.
Yeah, what do you want them to do? But yeah, I think also just oversharing for privacy reasons, like, there's no need. Some people, you're sharing things that, like, could potentially get you fired from your job because you know they're conflicts of interest. Like, how many times have you seen those Starbucks employees mess around and then they come back crying and be like, I just got fired? Well, no fucking shit, dumbass. Sorry. I lost my cool for a second.
You can see how these things are doing us, guys. They seriously, seriously need to be left behind.
Next one is eating 1 meal a day. Can't lie. First off, that's not
healthy. Guys, we need to stop that.
It's not healthy.
But we need to stop that because then we'll wonder why we have a headache.
You wonder why you're
feeling. Wonder why we feel dizzy. Guys, we need to stop that as a collective. As a collective, we need to stop that. And I ate one. As I'm saying this, I ate 1 meal today. But I'm leaving it in 2022, so don't worry.
But yeah, next one is Pete Davidson. I don't know what kind of bondage that guy. I think we need to. Pete needs to write a book because Pete Davidson. No offense to him. I mean, he's an okay looking guy. Pete Davidson is like a 5, maybe a little.
Five
on a good day. How is he pulling tens? Like, after, like, back to back to back to back. It conflicts me. Ariana Grande, we said, okay, we took this. Kim Kardashian, we said, okay, we took it. Emily Ratajkowski?
I don't know how he managed to do that one. A super model. Super.
If you don't know who Emily Ratajkowski is,
Ratajkowski.
Whatever. I can't help. Emrata. Yeah. But like, it conflicts me. And you know, someone gave an interview and they were like, oh, why do you think people like him? They were like, he's just so charming, you know. And that guy is kicking his way into Hollywood's hottest pants. And I can't fault him. You guys can't see. I didn't get any jokes.
Don't kill me. Do you get what she just said? Kiki Kane is way into Hollywood's hottest pants. Okay. Fair enough.
Hey, it's this man had Kanye shook. Kanye was sitting down in his house. He was like, I had been wooing this girl. I emptied baseball field to propose to her. I did everything. This nigga told one joke. Boom.
But the thing about Pete Davidson is that him too is a lover boy and he falls extremely hard. Because why does he have Kim's kids' names branded on his body?
I also find it very interesting. Just, well, I feel like for all the Kardashians, if you're dating them, they all have kids. But like, you know, like, why would you do something so serious? He's a bit silly. He's a bit of a silly goose.
If you ask me.
I ordered my girls a lawyer hoodie. I have one of those. Hashtag. Okay, the next LED lights. You guys, it's enough. It's actually enough.
LED lights are part of the package of every uni fuckboy that has ever existed. You go to somebody's room, the lights will be blue. Suddenly, he will turn it red. Why? Why is the light not red? You tell me.
Because they want to do... Anyways, this is a family podcast. Moving on, but yeah, guys, leave LED lights. Get something else. Just have normal, you know, sunlit lights. Stop it. Childish. Okay, I know we're just going to be talking about like aesthetics and certain like trends. Guys, you know, I know we're all out of boarding school. Bonbon
men. We're excited.
Yes, hip braid. Part two.
Width length is okay. Bonbon length is okay.
Why are
you? Why your braids reaching your ankles, guys? Why? Because it's not practical. You can't sit down. You can't use the toilet. You can't.
I just like, let's say for instance now, you're going to you go to Moist Beach on and you're standing by the ocean. If crabs should walk on the shore and grab your hair, are you not in the ocean now? Are you not part of the mommy water that mommy water in? Like, guys, come on. I just feel like I don't know. It stresses me the hell out. And I feel like for me, there was the last hair, like, last braids I had, I think like 3 braids ago, I had crochet braids in. And they were 32 inches, which is the longest I've ever had my braids. They were already like pre-made or whatever. And when I say I would never do it again, you guys have to know I'm serious. When I tell you the amount of times I was sitting on my hair was getting caught in this. Guy, it's not fun. It is not fun. It's just impractical. Come on. Come on. Also, like, how are you girlies paying for that? This one, that hairstylist in America, to your waist, they're charging $300.
Anyway, you guys have money, clearly.
Next. Anika, start.
I love acrylic nails. Everyone who knows me knows if I have the money, my nails are always going to be done, did.
Everyone that knows me knows I do my nails.
Why are you putting acrylic on your toes?
Also, like, what
in
kind
case
of...
the question didn't land, why are you putting acrylics on your toes? And I folded my arms and I'm giving you a serious side eye. Because first of all, it's just not necessary. It's but that's just first of all. Second of all, you wear shoes. You're not giving your toes space to the fungus and fungi that will grow under your toes if you're not careful, the moisture of your shoe.
What?
Then, you know when we stub our toes, it is an unimaginable pain. Then, you know when you hit your nail with acrylic, it's an unimaginable pain. Put the two pains together, you stub an acrylic, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it.
I just think, like, obviously do whatever you want, but, like, just get your
No, don't do whatever you want. No to acrylic toes.
I just feel like get your wide toes and keep it pushing, you know?
Anyway.
Like, just get your wide toes and keep it. Like, it just stresses me the hell out. Also, like, I can't imagine that for a, like, nail tech. Like, it's already bad enough when we get pedicures. Like, my feet are just in your face. Can you imagine, like, no, I can't. I actually can't. I cannot. Okay. And then, moving on to this whole glassy skin, clean girl aesthetic.
Aesthetic needs to be left. You know what? The concept of clean girl aesthetic itself, I'm not against. But the idea that it's somewhat better than a full beat is a big no from me.
A full beat can never be beaten. Let me say that again. A full beat can never be beaten. When your face is contoured to the gods, your face is baked, everything's sitting pretty. Nah, bro, you're telling me you, with your bronzer drops, you're beating me. Ain't no fucking way, man.
No bronzer drops.
Ain't no fucking way. Like, you're paying in your own way. I'm paying in my own way. But I trump you in that aspect.
No.
Insane. That my whole face, carefully crafted by artisans in the 1980s. You're telling me you're clean. Don't piss me off, bruv. Anyways, but yeah, I just also think it's not like realistic. Like, not everybody has the same like skin type. And I think the clean girl aesthetic glamorizes that whole like glassy skin, like your pores should be invisible. But realistically, that's not the situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, some people were mentioning things like, you know, certain soaps, how to shower, and I was like, is it like you people weren't bathing before? what's going on?
Ooh,
yeah, I know we all have certain aesthetics, but like that one, I bet you people just leave it. It's like everything white, everything pretty. Shut up, like no one cares. That plants that you're watching, I know you bought it today. All the plants die in your house. And the last thing we need to abolish and leave behind this year are those people that you'll be minding your business. You just came back from a big Tesco shop. You're about to dream about the ice cream you're about to eat. Then one man with camera and microphone comes up to you. He's like, how much does your outfit cost? Get the fuck out of my face before I use this pie and slap you. How much does your outfit cost? What are you wearing right now? Can we test your diamonds? Finish the lyric.
I kind of like, can we test your diamonds? They're doing the Lord's work, sure. I'm like, can we test your diamonds? They're doing the Lord's work, because some of you are.
Hi, how much do you pay for rent in New York City? What kind of, I like the car guy, Sha, Daniel Mack. He's, I like the car guy. But like, what kind of car do you drive? What do you do for work? Shut up. Leave me. Can you not see I've been crying about the test I didn't take well? Why are you asking me? Can you finish the lyric? No, bruv. Oh. Anyways, I always love those people in those videos that just walk straight past them like they didn't see them at all. Those are my faves. But yeah, guys, we're giving you guys a lot of things to think about. You know,
those are 22 things that should be left in 2022. Still feel free to leave comments on what you think should be left. Or if you agree with us, if you don't agree with us. But yeah.
Yeah, guys. Obviously, there's still a few more weeks to the year end, so you have time to beat those disgusting traits out of you. If you know that man, and you say without me when someone says they want to shower, change your ways, please. You sound like a five-year-old. Like when we were in those stupid young relationships and someone be like, oh yeah, I'm sad. It's like, what's making you sad? Let me go fight. Shut up. Like, do you want to go and fight my father? Keep quiet. Anyways, guys, that's all we have for you guys on this episode of the Care Package Pod. Thank you guys.
We'll miss you guys. We're going on Christmas break.
Thank you guys for staying with us for the whole year. Thank you guys for just being part of the Care Package family, making it a really good year. Yeah, on to bigger and better things. Might have some new content for you 2023. Who knows? But as per usual, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Care Package Pod and on TikTok at the Care Package Pod. But yeah, guys. All right,
guys. Thanks for sticking with us. We'll be back early next year before you know it. But till then.
This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.